This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU weed specialist Brian Jenks from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Brian, today we're talking adjuvants used with spring burndown herbicides. Tell us more about that.
To make our burndown herbicides more effective, most of them have to be applied with a specific adjuvant. For example, our Group 14 herbicides like AIM, Sharpen, Spartan Charge, Valor, etc., need to be applied with AMS and MSO where possible, especially the MSO. The MSO is most important because it really helps heat up the herbicide and get it going. With Gramoxone, we prefer to use NIS. The label says you can use other adjuvants, but NIS is preferred. With Dicamba 2,4-D, you really don't need an adjuvant, but you can apply it with NIS to make it a little bit more effective.
All right, good stuff, Brian. And hey, we'll talk monitoring when we come back.
Four Bears Casino now has Vegas-style sports betting at our on-site sportsbook. Place bets with our staff or at the self-serve kiosk and watch the action in comfort right up to the final moment.
Bottom of the ninth, two
outs. A minute left on the clock.
And down the stretch.
He's at the 30, the 20.
From way down. T.
Good. Go all the
back,
way.
Back, and gone.
No matter how you play it, it's game time. Sportsbook at Four Bears Casino and Lodge, 4 miles west of Newtown.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit gooseneckimp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit gooseneckimp.com today.
Talking adjuvants used with spring burndown herbicides today with Brian Jenks. And Brian, tell us about monitoring this.
Okay, given the resistance issues that we're facing, we really need to be monitoring within about 10 days after we've made our application. The reason for this is because if we just assume that the weeds are being controlled, then by the time we come back for our post-emergence application, if the weeds aren't controlled in the beginning, they might be 4 to 6 inches tall by the time you come back for your post-emergence application. So we really want to come back about 10 days later, see if that kochia has been controlled. If it hasn't, we're probably going to have to come back a little bit earlier for our post-emergence application because a lot of our post-emergence applications are not that effective at controlling 4 and 6 inch kochia. We know growers are busy, but they really need to get out and monitor soon after that burndown herbicide is applied.
That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.